after the Education Committee met on Friday. I felt it was necessary, given the Minister's position, that we recall the Assembly. The Minister was refusing to budge, refusing to recognise that 11,000 young people were affected and let down by a failed system. He was defending it continually. So therefore, as a legislator, I put a petition to recall the Assembly and requested the support of 30 MLAs in order to do so. And I'm glad to see this morning that over half of the Assembly's MLAs have signed my petition recalling the Assembly to debate this important issue, an issue that is a crisis that's affecting our young people. Yes, well, I absolutely welcome the Minister's U-turn today in relation to GCSE and using predicted grades to determine the grade for a young person at GCSE. That was his only option in reality, because there was no previous data to determine a grade for GCSE anyway. And we warned the Minister about this many months ago, so he's removed the SIA exam board formula in this instance, and he needs to do so when it comes to A-level, because thousands of young people are waiting to get accepted into university whose grades might have been predicted an A, ended up with a C. Children or young people predicted with Cs getting U's, and then the Minister describing them as anomalies, that mistakes were made, admitting publicly that mistakes were made. And that's an unforgivable situation, because we're talking about the lives of young people, the futures of our young people, many of which have emailed me over the course of the last few days, that are very much distraught and heartbroken and let down by the system. And we can't accept that. So the position is that the Minister needs to move now. He needs to produce publicly the formula that outflanks the judgment of teachers, that disregarded the judgment of teachers' predicted grades. And he needs to produce that for us so we can check the calculations that were used, because I'm of the firm view, as I have been since April, May, June and July, and warning the Minister that no such formula could work. And academics right across the country have also said the same.
Would your message to those who received lower grades than they expected be to hold tight, because this may very well change in the coming days?
To be very clear, and I'm saying this to all our young people, I, as a legislator, and as the SELP spokesperson for education, will not rest until the young people of the north of Ireland get what they were rightfully entitled to. Not a system that was untried and untested, that downgraded a predicted grade for them. We are going to fight very hard. We have done so this week at the Education Committee. We've got a result today in relation to GCSE results, but we need to get the result in relation to A-levels. The Minister needs to admit that the system failed, that young people have been let down. He needs to disregard it now and revert to the predicted grades of the teachers. And if that's not the option he wants to go for, then he can also consider whether to go for the AS result, the predicted grades of the teacher, or the result determined by SIA, whichever is the highest of the CSM, which is the fairest option on the table, because at the end of the day, we're talking about young people. And how teachers have been treated throughout this as well is absolutely unacceptable, because the Minister is saying, when it comes to GCSE, he trusts teachers' judgment. When it comes to A-level, he's saying he doesn't trust teachers' judgment.